Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
They're followed by the year's second new big balloon, Raggedy Ann.
Once upon a time, America placed supreme importance on innocence.
You having a good time?
Yes.
What do you like best?
I don't know.
It was at the heart of American culture. It was such a given that protecting innocence was basically unnecessary.
Thousands of children of all ages braved their rainy weather today to watch the 57th annual Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Presently, in the era of wokeness, a cancer has infiltrated America at the root stem of all that we as American citizens hold sacred, our children. The normalization of the sexualization of children is running rampant.
Nickelodeon SpongeBob SquarePants has invited his pet snail, Gary.
What seems business as usual every Thanksgiving at the traditional Macy's Family Values Celebration in New York City now serves as a template hosted by local news MCs in California.
Pride is, it's a protest. It started as a protest and it's still a protest.
And they want to challenge the next generation to be leaders and to step up and get involved.
And also, you notice, going well beyond just the June month, right?
Yes.
So showing that we can celebrate Pride any time of the year.
Organizers say the day's events are 100% family friendly.
What is Pride? Is it the celebrated sexualization of everyone and everything? Because for most people, that is a nausea-inducing environment. You sure as hell don't see heterosexuals fornicating in the streets at the Macy's Day Parade in front of their children.
Don't bring around a cloud to rain on my parade.
While real hate, mass formation psychosis, and government-backed totalitarian vigor energize the woke left into a dangerous mob.
You should be on the side of folks who are woke because we're saying no more oppression against our community. So whatever else is being thrown around, unless you are saying I'm racist, white supremacist, and I'm bigoted, stop talking about wokeness. And you can't tell me that I'm wrong because I'm from the very movement where this came about. Don't let a fascist tell you what being woke means.
This neo-Marxist mob will not adhere to the demands of millions of parents across America. Parents simply stating, live your lifestyle, but leave our children alone. The pushback is increasing. But don't be confused. This isn't a pseudo-insurrection on January 6th. This is Papa and Mama Bear versus the system. Meanwhile, Pride events infect elementary schools. While a religious protester's First Amendment is violated in broad daylight, as clueless and decimated, local police are caught in the middle of total Sodom and Gomorrah madness.
You know who's cheering? Who's the people that are in hell? So you do you, and I'm going to do me. This is public property.
This police officer is actually completely useless. He serves only to advocate for child sexual abuse, a crime. At the end of the day, Pride Month serves only one purpose, because the time to respect the gay lifestyle is no longer its purpose after our children literally became its target.
No God, no state, no patriarchy. That's what it's about, huh? Well, I won't say it. Like, kind God, no God. That's what it's about for these people.
Pride Month now serves to destabilize the American family, and more importantly, the patriarchy that sits idly by.
I think that women, white women in particular, want to protect this patriarchy here. Most of the women in some of these studies are married white women.
As the United States careens into a monolithic, woke, ideological system where the family is on a slippery slope to become the property of the state. And once that happens, all property is next.
It is my vision to take the next step to this, go to the faith-based locales, and then move to private residence.
History is truly a at a turning point.
Then, after many more have been sacrificed to the burning pyres of Moloch in a horrific technocratic New World Order endgame scenario, the history of humanity will once again repeat itself, or it may finally stop. John Bound reporting.
InfoWars is known for being tomorrow's news today. InfoWars is known for having 98% accuracy on average. InfoWars is known as being a game changer, and our products are not any different. Two amazing products that I really want you to try if you've never tried them, or if you've been a regular buyer of them, they've been sold out for a long time, they're back in stock, I want to remind you, are now back in stock, are the Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth. I don't have time in 60 seconds to tell you about all the ingredients, but believe me, you want to go research. You want to go check out Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth, back in stock, but they're selling out quick. And despite the fact they're selling out, they're both discounted. In fact, Real Red Pill Plus is 40% off right now, but week or so, it's going to go back to full price because it's about to sell out. This is your chance to experience Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Thank you for your support.
Banned network in the world.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Thursday, June 8th, 2023. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be here live for the next 4 hours. Wow. Well, last night, James Comey, the 10-foot-tall giant criminal, came to speak in Austin and was peacefully, articulately, a new word, it was peacefully in an articulate way confronted by Owen Schroyer and by many others. And we'll have some of the video of that. It's all on InfoWars.com. It's gone viral. And Owen is going to be popping in with us to cover this later in the broadcast. Pastor Rodney Howard Brown has some really important political and cultural analysis dealing with the deep state's plans to go after Trump and DeSantis and more. He'll be joining us in the second hour. Another surprise guest in studio as well. But let me just up front here get into the news we've got on the plate. Look at this headline out of the Wall Street Journal. Huge investigative report. Instagram connects vast pedophile networks to children, including children being trafficked for sex slavery. And they operate using codes of Italian food, including pizza and cheese pizza. Now, remember, I was supposedly the evil person that just made all this up in 2016. I was going off FBI manuals that are public and the WikiLeaks documents where they're talking to the Democrats, the Clintons, the Podestas about how we're going to deliver you the Italian food and deliver you the cheese pizza, including the 7-year-old children will be in the hot tub waiting for you, and they're well-trained. And Obama ordering $60,000 of hot dogs to his party. Hot dogs is male gay prostitutes. So, again, this is how they blackmail. It's how they control these people. So, here it is in the Wall Street Journal, and it's all over the news, broke yesterday, that there's giant pedophile rings, including trafficking children on Instagram. Specifically what we told you. We're right again. Now, CNN and the New York Times, when this was all breaking, with Paul Joseph Watson and myself really hammering it out with the WikiLeaks, they then diverted onto a pizza place. They said people claim there's an underground base. They say, and so we then reported on what CNN was reporting on from 8chan and 4chan. with the globalist operatives deliberately going in there and planting disinfo that wasn't true. What do you do when it comes out that they're trafficking children and talking about Aleister Crowley rituals in upstate New York and Chicago and Los Angeles? What do you do? Well, you create a fake story to then divert everybody off onto. And then when we cover what the media is focusing on, they say, oh, you need to correct this. There wasn't a dungeon. All we reported was people were saying this. But even when you know it, and even when I knew it was disinfo, I'm not mad at the crew. They've grown up a lot, and so have I. But I remember I was going to Cancun for a four-day vacation when this was all breaking, and I said, that stuff in New York's disinfo, that stuff in D.C.'s the disinfo. It's a distraction from the real documents, and I left. And people are actually mad at me around here. They're like, you know, Jones, you never told us how to cover something, and we think you're kind of covering up here. No, I wasn't. I know what I'm talking about. And I'm not mad, but the point is that I've been through this a bunch. I've been set up over and over again. I've learned how they operate, ladies and gentlemen. But anyways, I'm putting the cart before the horse. Huge. Huge. Report. 20-something pages long. With all the child trafficking and all of it, using Italian food code words. All confirmed, FBI confirms it all going on. And it ties into Jeffrey Epstein, all of it. Cheese Pizza, Meta Instagram facilitated massive pedophile network. So what do? When they get caught, they create a new story so they can discredit it. And look, I'm no fan of Dan Rather, Tom Brokaw, or, you know, any of these guys. But remember the famous case of Trump and the whole Air National Guard documents. And what they do there with CBS News. Karl Rove had a 100-something page file given to CBS News. And in it was one page of fake info. And so the whole story about Bush on cocaine and Bush not being a good pilot and all the truth things, none of that ever stuck because they put the one page of fake info in. And that's how they do it. But it doesn't matter. Once you're aware of that trick, you can expose it. And that's really what this is all about. Okay, so we've got that stack of news I'm going to be getting into in great detail today. Then we've got the massive Tucker Carlson news. And Tucker's in very good spirits, and his son just got married, and he just released episode one, as you know, 2 days ago. He's going to start doing it 4 days a week, starting very soon. I can tell you that. And it got 104 million views, as I predicted it would get. I said yesterday on Crowder's show, I said, by tomorrow morning when I go on air, it'll have 100. I believe I said 102 million views, but the point is it hit 104 million as of showtime today. We can show you a screenshot of that, 104.4 million right there. That's 30-plus times what a show on Fox had. And so they have CNN, the Business Insider, all of them saying he's flopped, he's pathetic, the lighting wasn't perfect. Well, what does that even mean? To try to convince you and gaslight you that 30-plus times the audience that he had previously is a failure. Man, but I guess in the world where two men can have a baby, I guess 104 million views is less than 5 million. You're correct, Business Insider. 104 million views is less than 5 million. You're really teaching us how this works. Got to hand it to him. Breaking journalist Emerald Robinson releases transcript of Tucker's final unaired monologue where he discusses Ray Epps, AOC, Jen Psaki. Twitter censors the report. Yeah, I talked to Tucker yesterday when I was driving back from Dallas to Austin from a Stephen Crowder show. And told me quite a bit of interesting things, but he didn't say it was off record. But I cautioned where I should even tell you the stuff he told me. It was all very exciting. And then when I got home, I search engine the stuff he was telling me and didn't see it anywhere. So I need to think about this And I'm even going to tell you the stuff he told me. It was all very interesting. Like, I don't think it's been announced yet how many days a week he plans to do a show or the rest of it. Or, oh, what his response is to Fox News. Rupert Murdoch saying he can't speak publicly for a year plus in 2025 according to his contract. His contract doesn't say that. It's toothless. It violates the First Amendment. He may not get the money from his contract, the rest of it, but he doesn't care about that. And so Tucker Carlson's not going anywhere. And, you know, I think if Rupert Murdoch tries to silence Tucker, he might actually do more shows than just four a week. And I think he might go on a tour, and he might go on a bunch of other people's shows. So let's see Rupert Murdoch say that Tucker Carlson can't do interviews. Because any of those interviews will get 50 million, 100 million views. I mean, they think censoring Alex Jones made me bigger? Imagine what this is going to do to Carlson. Well, you've already seen it. And they just can't figure out the Streisand effect. People ask me, how do I take all these attacks? Well, I mean, I asked for this. It's not fun sometimes, but in the end, it always works out. You just got to keep your chin up, keep moving forward. So we got that huge news. Jamie Foxx news, economy news, war news, Comey news. It's just going to be a big broadcast today. Stay with us.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Imagine, it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's an excellent headline for the live show. Every day we have a post up there, usually I write it. But it does say it all, so I was very pleased with what Ben wrote. And it's that the leftist-controlled corporate press is in a total panic over Tucker Carlson getting over 100 million viewers. Thursday Live, deep state rushes Trump indictment as New World Order loses narrative control over economy, COVID jabs, Ukraine war, climate change, border, and more. Oh, I guess it was the other headline for National Journal with Harrison Smith. So scroll down. There was a perfect headline up there. That was good too, but just scroll down, guys, for me. Just humor me. Yeah, just scroll down. Yeah, to the next to the next show. Yeah, a little faster. There you go. The American Journal. Fox threatens to silence Tucker after he proves mainstream media is extinct. And so this is bigger than Tucker. 104 million views for a 10-minute show shot in his living room. And then the national news declares it anti-Semitic and declares it a failure. These people are delusional, and they think we're delusional. They're crazy. And so now Fox News is saying, we're going to sue you and not let you have your free speech. Then now the show will have 200 million views each time. You don't have indentured servitude in America. His contract doesn't say he can't do interviews or can't speak or can't do a show. It says he can't do it on cable television. But the contract, he just can refuse the contract now and not get paid the money, which he doesn't even care about. It's just crazy. I'm going to get more into this, but look at this headline. Tucker Carlson debuts Twitter program by attacking Ukraine's Jewish president. What the hell does that have to do with it? Meanwhile, the New York Times runs articles about how, well, they're actually good Nazis in Ukraine. Tucker's first episode has 34 plus times more views than his old show. The definition of defeat. I mean, you heard it in Business Insider and CNN and others. I mean, this is a crushing defeat. I mean, if a top quarterback left one team where he only threw passes for 20 touchdowns, and then he threw passes for 500 touchdowns, that's failure. You go from 20 touchdowns to 500, that's failure, folks. That's failure. I mean, if Mario Andretti won every race in history, that's failure, okay? You know, Mike Tyson in his prime, winning, you know, 10, 15 bouts in a row, that's failure, folks. That's failure. When you win and have the top numbers ever, that's failure. When you have 80,000 viewers and are total losers, that's winning. That's CNN. This is CNN. This is the mind game. And two men can have a baby. And the Easter Bunny is real. And Santa Claus really comes down the chimney. I said I'd get the other news. Let me give you the big news here. I should have come right out of the break and said this. So I asked the producers this morning to try to get to the bottom of the Jamie Foxx situation, which we pretty much have gotten to the bottom. First, the media a month ago said, oh, he didn't have a stroke. That's fake news. He's fine. Then, well, he's learning to walk again and did have a stroke, and he did take the shot. And Then I saw him put out a video we'll play coming up next segment. Very short, where he said, listen, I know a lot of you are asking questions, and I want to just say I appreciate you asking those questions. Thanks for asking the questions. He's talking about the shots specifically. So we get McCullough on last break, and I talked to him briefly. He's coming on next segment. And I said, what's these photos we see of you with Jamie Foxx? Is this accurate? Are you in contact with him? He said, yes. So he's coming on with the big scoop next segment. Probably should have said that at the start of the segment. Here's a photo of Dr. Peter McCullough with Foxx before he took the shot. But Foxx was aware of the shot. He didn't want to take the shot. He talked to McCullough about it last year and was getting pissed they were pressuring him to. And now it's come out that indeed he did take multiple shots and knows the shot did it. And that is reportedly going to be coming out very, very soon. Very, very soon, ladies and gentlemen. So look for Dr. Peter McCullough next segment. All right, so we've got that information. Oh, and that's only a small part of the vaccine news, the poison shot news. COVID propaganda roundup. Pfizer new mRNA shots sickened infants in April 2021 and covered it up, including causing miscarriages. Liberal. Here's another one. London Guardian. Illegal vaccine linked to Gulf War syndrome, maiming hundreds of thousands, killing thousands. Now, we broke this back at the time of the second Gulf War, and it was broke back in the first Gulf War, and of course, in that Jesse Ventura program with Dr. Rima Labo, we talked all about this with the squalene, and now London Guardian, the government says squalene was added illegally, and it caused the autoimmune response. You know what's similar to squalene? The nanotech lipids they're putting in the shots now. It's just stronger. They know exactly what they're doing. They know exactly. Oh, London Guardian, the most liberal, respected publication. The government has now come out in the United States and the UK and said it's conclusive squalene did it. A day late, a dollar short, and a lot of dead and maimed. They know exactly what they're doing. Boy, how's that Alex Jones tip jar doing now? You fill the Grand Canyon with it, ladies and gentlemen. But, again, I'm a conspiracy theorist. I say two men can't have a baby, and there are X and Y chromosomes. So that's coming up. Also, all over the U.S., all over Canada, all over Germany, all over the U.K., all over France, they're arresting peaceful Christians for even silently praying. That's coming up. And the EU has announced a plan to take the American people's speech. And the woman literally sounds like Dr. Evil, crossed with Klaus Schwab, who is the same thing as Dr. Evil. And, you know, we told you this was all coming. Organic meat production, just as bad for the climate. Study finds, London Guardian. And then another one, eating local produce actually is not good for the earth and needs to be banned. Local organic produce is the worst thing. Giant factory farms and bugs created in warehouses is what you're going to eat. I'm not kidding. We're going to be getting to all that. And also, sticking your head in a noose and jumping off your kitchen table is very good, too. Actually, it'll kill you. Don't do that. But, wow. I mean, you just talk about all-out murder of reality. They are doing it. But with one hand, they're like, yeah, the squalene killed a bunch of people. But, hey. Oh, and it turns out actually meat's really good for you, but we got to ban it. And, always decades later, oh, we lied to you then, but now we're going to tell you, later about how we lied to you. Oh, we injected black people with syphilis for 40 years secretly, but we're just not going to tell you about it. We're sorry now, after everybody that did it's dead. They're always sorry later. So that's all coming up. We've got quite the broadcast lined up. Oh, and the fires all over Canada that all started the same week, all tied to arsonists, just like Antifa got caught all over California and the West Coast in 2020 during the election setting fires. They're not even letting the firefighters fight it. They're not calling up reserves because it's all part of bringing Canada into a crisis. New York blacked out with smoke. Air traffic has been shut down since yesterday. This is what happens when the bureaucracy decides to let civilization collapse. We must take back control of our governments from these lunatics.
Iodine is naturally acquired through the soil, which is at the foundation of our entire food supply. Modern farming techniques have stripped the soil of this essential trace element, which has caused an iodine deficiency in about half the population. And there are two things we need to do about it. We need to practice more regenerative farming. There are plenty of proven technologies in permaculture and biodynamics that will naturally keep the soil rich with iodine. And we need to ensure that we get the sufficient amount of iodine every day. Derived from ancient sea salts found thousands of feet below the Earth's surface, our InfoWars Life Survival Shield X3 is hands down the best. Pure nascent iodine, stabilized in an activated tri-iodine form. For a healthy thyroid and a healthy metabolism, get yours now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Thank you again so much for supporting. Thank you so much. I know a lot of you guys are saying what's going on here and what's going on there with some of the stories. Love y'all.
All right, so he just put that out yesterday, thanking people for trying to investigate what's happening with him. And Dr. Peter McCullough ended up talking to Jamie Foxx, who was concerned about the shots previously. And we've got a photo here of them meeting. And now they tried to cover up he had a stroke. They tried to cover up what's going on, but investigative journalists have talked to the hospital and to family and others and say, no, indeed, Jamie believes it's the shot. Dr. McCullough will obviously be talking to Jamie here very, very soon again, but this is a big deal. Unlike Delmar Hamlin, who kept quiet about the shot, what happened with him, and he had to be resuscitated. He did die. He was brought back to life. We can get Jamie Foxx to go public with this. It is going to really save a lot of lives for future people. So Dr. Peter McCullough was able to pop in on short notice. I really appreciate him coming on. TWC.health, TWC.health. Doc, so much to talk about here. Thanks for coming on short notice. But Stalin said, one man dies is a tragedy, 10,000 dies is a statistic. Jamie Foxx is a really likable guy to folks that know him. What you see on TV is, and then the movies is what you get in person. He also grew up in the town next to where I grew up. I know folks that actually went to school with him. Say he's a great guy. You've got a chance to know him. I guess he reached out to you, and you educated him on shots. What's the intel we've got on this?
Yeah, I don't have direct knowledge of what happened to Fox, but I know Hollywood reporter A.J. Benz said that, people close to the situation that he was forced to take one in order to be on scene to shoot his most recent movie in Atlanta. And then he collapsed with a stroke. As Benz reports it, that he had at least temporary paralysis and cortical blindness. Now, I had talked to Fox in 2021. He wanted to meet me. We had a private conversation. But you can imagine, Alex, he understood the risks of these vaccines. Now, if that video is from yesterday, I'm glad to see it. His voice looks changed. It doesn't look like the same Jamie Foxx that we know. He's younger than me, Alex, very fit and strong, didn't need this vaccine, and boy, it's known to cause stroke, which can ruin people.
Well, the big news is that indeed you do know him. He did reach out to you. Can you elaborate? I know you're a doctor. He's a private guy, but as much as you can tell us, I mean, we talked off air. You did give me some info that he was concerned about the shots. That's a big piece of news right there. Because that's what the investigative journalist said, that he was pissed off. Now another journalist says no, Fox knew about the shots. He was educated. He didn't want to take them, but they pressured him to do it. Ice Cube lost $9 million on a major movie last year because he wouldn't take the shots. So we're confirming he was upset. He was concerned. Before this, talking to you, what can you tell us he asked you?
Well, you know, what I can say is we simply had a private conversation, and, he wanted to take pictures, a great guy. But at that time, that was 2021. I had already testified in the U.S. Senate and getting multiple interviews. I was clear, even the first year of the vaccine campaign that we weren't seeing safety data that assured us at all. In fact, there had been clearly reports of stroke, intracranial hemorrhage. It was happening with all the vaccines. And to hear that Fox had any neurologic event is concerning. He's young and fit. The vaccines were not medically necessary, not clinically indicated. They don't stop transmission, and they don't stop severe outcomes of COVID. No movie scene should be requiring them at all.
Well, specifically, because people want to know, and I know you've discussed this on other shows, he has a real opportunity here versus what Delmar Hamlin did. Can you speak to that, and can you confirm that when you guys talked to the press, that he reached out to you because he was concerned about the shots?
Yeah, I mean, that's the general context of our conversation for sure, and I'd be happy to talk with Fox, go on with him, or work with his daughter. The same thing with Damar Hamlin. Damar Hamlin went on with Michael Strahan a couple months afterwards and said he didn't want to talk about the cause of his injury. And a month later, he comes out with a conclusion that it was commotio cordis, or a blow to the chest. We rejected that immediately since the shoulder pads protect the chest. And there's tackles like that every day. Hamlin had a primary cardiac arrest on the field. If he returns to pro football, he'll be the first professional athlete to ever have a primary cardiac arrest and return to the field to play with no defibrillator, taking the risks that it could happen again. These public figures have an opportunity, an obligation to help warn others and get America through this crisis, but they need to come out and tell people what happened.
I was in Steven Crowder Studios yesterday, and I was talking to one of the young lady producers there, whose boyfriend's father, who was 60 years old, a marathon runner, in perfect health, he was pressured into taking the Pfizer shot. before he was going to go see his other son in California 2 years ago, took it, died of a stroke that night, and they, of course, believe it's the shot. But you're obviously the heart expert, but clearly people in really good shape, there seems to be a correlation to it being even worse. Is that accurate?
It's true. We believe that myocarditis, for sure, Alex. A paper by Castro Yuda and colleagues shows the vaccine circulates in the blood for at least a month, maybe longer. So all those workouts keeps drawing more vaccine into the heart muscle. It installs the genetic code for the lethal Wuhan spike protein. Spike protein damages the heart and causes myocarditis. So we've seen athlete after athlete go down. Dr. Polycritis and myself published in the European literature that before COVID, the rate of all these European athletes out there playing aged under 35, pro and semi-pro, cardiac arrest before COVID, 29 per year. Now that number is over 800 per year, so about a tenfold. That number now is 823 per year, so it's a marked elevation. And we have a situation now where, let me just correct that number. The number per year is 283, so it's roughly a tenfold increase from baseline. And we have a situation where John Stockton in the United States is keeping track, and there are hundreds and hundreds of high school, college, and pro athletes in the United States that have gone down. The pro teams.
Well, plus, don't we also know that a lot of these heart problems don't ever even get reported?
It's true. If an autopsy is not done, what we hear is death of no cause. Now, Alex, before COVID-19, we always knew the cause. It's 40% heart disease, 40% cancer, 20% other causes like a drug overdose or suicide. But we always know the cause of death. What we're seeing now is death after death after death and no reported cause. I'm suspicious that it's the COVID-19 vaccine.
Absolutely. The insurance companies know it too. So you made a really great point, but I'd like you just to repeat it, or I can play the clip when you're on a program making the point about Delmar Hamlin and the opportunity that if it was the shot that Jamie Foxx has to make to the world. Can you repeat that?
Yeah, all the public figures, Jamie Foxx, Damar Hamlin, Justin Bieber, we can go on and on. Those that are injured by the vaccines, they can come forward with doctors. And I think in a very careful and reasonable way, explain what happened to them and why others need to be aware of these vaccine injuries, disabilities, and deaths. If they don't take on their responsibility as public figures to warn others, more Americans and people across the world will be damaged, and sadly, some will die.
And it's just terrible. I ran into parents who'd lost their children at the premiere of The Great Awakening that you're a big part of here in Austin last weekend. And I had to turn away from like Ernest Ramirez and others talking to him because I can see the tears in his eyes. I have children. I just couldn't handle the stress. And I'm not trying to be a wimp. I don't know how you do it being a medical doctor traveling the country and seeing the carnage. But I know for doctors, you have to learn to like psychologically just stay on target and stay on the job. But when you're looking at the parents and you've got children and it's a threat to your children, it's a feeling of anger, disgust, and nausea. And I'm not saying I want violence, but they're carrying out violence against us. They're gain of functioning. They gave more money to Peter Daszak. And at a certain point, I'm not saying we need to launch attacks on these people because they'll spin that and turn us into the bad guys. But at a certain point, you know, the people that are worse than Joseph Mengele need to be held accountable.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Based life forms, folks. Another one. Is eating local produce really actually good for the planet or better? The answer is no. Local food is bad. These people are engaged in a giant concerted power grab. What about these reports? Zero Hedge article. COVID propaganda roundup. Pfizer new mRNA shots sicken infants in April 2021. And that's in pregnancy and lactation. Cumulative review. I don't know if you've seen that study. And then a huge article, again in The Guardian. Illegal vaccine linked to Gulf War syndrome. The illegal introduction of squalene causing autoimmune response. Well, hell, I had scientists on when they did this, covering the fact. But why are they suddenly admitting so much of this? What's happening, Dr. McCullough?
I think everyone's running for cover right now. Everybody involved in these vaccines are either a subject or a target of investigations now. It's clear the U.S. was deep into vaccine development as, in a sense, a biological countermeasure. They're also in the business of developing biological threats. That's what all these biolabs are doing, including the Wuhan Institute of Technology. There is a ton of culpability. SARS-CoV-2 getting out of the Wuhan lab, which all the agencies agree actually has happened, has made the entire world sick. Millions of people needlessly hospitalized or died, all at the hands of biological threat research that is largely driven by U.S. government agencies. They are in a ton of trouble, and they're all running for cover.
That's right. Getting back to Jamie Foxx. We know how big Hollywood stars live their lives on average. They're surrounded by managers and then their family and friends that become like a surveillance system for the managers. their entourage normally is somewhat disloyal. We know that about Kanye West, and then he kind of went wild and, you know, off the rails because in response to that. But Fox reached out to you. I have people that know Fox that told me when this first started that, no, it was the shot. And, you know, they're indeed friends with him, but they told me, don't talk about it yet. You let him do it. So they're going to have a problem when Fox reached out to you, met with you. You know, all these sources say it was the shot. But we know there's people around him trying to suppress this. But I don't think he'll be like Delmar Hamlin. I think he's going to go public. And quite frankly, I'd tell him, I think he's in danger till he goes public. Because he's so famous, so liked, that he could really fully break the back of these guys. Because their back's broken, but not completely. You know, the globalists are having trouble even walking. But this would basically cut their head off. I mean, not just break their back, but decapitate them if he comes out and tells what happened. So I think he is in a lot of danger because Hollywood's basically a mafia-run organization until he goes public. So I would encourage Jamie Foxx to reach out to Dr. Peter McCullough now and to tell him what's happened and to go public if indeed this is what has happened. And all the evidence points towards that. I'd say we're 95% sure. So what's the best way for people that can get a message? I'm sure Mike Tyson knows him. He's friends with him. Mike called. They said, no, he can't even talk. It's the shot. He's pissed off. Mike said that, and then they attacked Mike. And Mike said, well, I did talk to him. They didn't say that. Now investigative journalists say the same thing. My source told me this. He's friends with Jamie. So I'm going to leave it at that. But how can people have Jamie Foxx reach back out to you? How can we get you guys connected?
They can, you know, they're free to contact me through my website, petermccullohmd.com. They can easily get a hold of me. You know, Fox's entourage seemed very perceptive and intelligent. Mike Tyson, actually, when he went on Valuetainment with Patrick Bet-David, gave a straight story. I think AJ Benz is also doing the same. Fox, has a daughter. He doesn't have too many relatives out there, but I'm glad he's able to speak for himself if indeed that clip is accurate. So, all these public figures should go on with qualified doctors. Don't try to do it themselves. And then we can help explain what happened and what the implications are for the public.
Well, sure. To be clear, I'm not saying his entourage is bad. I don't know them. I'm just saying the norm is the entourages are parasitic and work with Hollywood to control their family member. And you're right, Fox seems to have a better group around him because they've been telling folks what's going on. So I quite frankly, I guess Fox is trying to get to the point where he can't talk. So I saw a video 4 days ago where he tried to talk, but had to cut it off. He was unable, 4 or 5 words in. It seems like, just like Fetterman, he can get 6, 7, 8 words out and then it fails. Do we know neurologically why that is?
Well, during the recovery phase from a stroke, and we have to learn if it's an ischemic stroke or hemorrhagic stroke and what the intervention was, there is an opportunity for recovery. And sounds like he took the option for inpatient rehab, which is a very intensive way, but it's smart because after a stroke, Alex, there's about 6 months where the brain can relearn all these different activities and people can try to get back to as close as they can to normal. After that, the deficits become relatively permanent.
Incredible. All right, doctor, thank you so much for joining us. TWC.health, TWC.health. Mark it down, put it on your refrigerator. In the last minute and a half we have, any other key tidbits you'd like to pass on?
You know, the big update now is that when the CDC ACIP panel put COVID-19 vaccines on for children at 6 months and up, it's caused a reevaluation of the entire vaccine schedule. Because if the ACIP is willing to do that, it means they're not looking for safety. And now we are carefully evaluating. It looks like the bundle of shots that are given in some children cause a febrile seizure, and that may be the trigger for autism. So we're doing a lot of work in that area.
Wow. If you had to describe this as a football game against the medical psycho cartel, are we in the third quarter, the fourth quarter? Who's winning?
I think we're just maybe between the first and the second quarter. They have the upper hand with this vaccine ideology. But, we're working hard just to get fair balance and the truth. We're not anti-vaxxer. We're just now vaccine risk aware. And with that type of understanding and context, we're doing a lot more research.
How are you doing with all the persecution behind the scenes? I know you don't like to get into it. You push forward. Don't make it about you. But how are you doing with all the persecution?
I'm holding holding strong. I'm working on, you know, a variety of issues right now. I've moved my practice to McKinney, and seeing patients there with vaccine injuries and managing people with other medical problems. So I'm holding up, and again, Alex, it's not about me or you. It's really about our audience, Americans, and we're trying to reach as many as we can because we're trying to help them through this crisis and prepare for the next one.
Absolutely. Dr. Peter McCullough, thank you so much. All right. Wanted to get him on with an update on that. And obviously there's more to it, but you know, when somebody, a doctor talks to somebody in confidence, they don't want to get into everything that was said, but Jamie Foxx knows what's going on. That's exactly what I was told by my other source. He was really being pressured by Hollywood to take the shots and reportedly did it, and he's now lucky to be alive. And he can still die. But, you know, once this stuff starts growing in you, you better take a lot of ivermectin, the doctors say. You better purify yourself because, and the weird thing is, the better the shape you're in, the worse. Because it just gets pumped into your heart muscles, pumped into your brain. All right. There's so much we're going to be hitting next hour with Pastor Rodney Howard Brown. You definitely do not want to miss any of that information. We're going to cover the waterfront with him, but you talk about the dam breaking. I still can't get over the Wall Street Journal in a 20-something page report confirming giant pedophile rings protected online using Italian food code words and how big tech knows about it and is protecting it. That's exactly what's in the WikiLeaks and Jeffrey Epstein and the Clintons and the Podestas. But remember, Tony Podesta ran a 2007 multi-page article in the Washington Post about, quote, dangerous art showing his pedophile art. I mean, these people are just over the top. And this is their pedophilic coming out. That's what's going on. So we're being vindicated. We're winning hearts and minds every day. But those of us at the tip of the spear are under attack. So we need your prayer, your word of mouth, so we're more effective, and your financial support. Plus, we make it easy. Now, I told you, X3 was sold out more than 6 months. The three good types of iodine, the deeper crystal iodine, two other types, sugar for your whole immune system, your body, your electrochemical system, your mind. You've got to get it. You've got to take it. Plus, it funds the operation. I told you that the sale had to end on Tuesday or Wednesday. And then I got back yesterday from Dallas, and we've got some new specials we're going to launch. I've got to cut ads for them. They're good specials. They're limited specials because we're so low on inventory. And we're not going to get more X3 for months and months and months. But we like the one that's almost sold out, go back to full price, so that'll sell out the interim. And then we end up getting, you know, the funds we need. But I just want people to have this product. And so I'm going to go ahead and leave it on sale until Saturday. And then the sale will end, and then it'll just be a week of product we have left. Just because it feels like the right thing to do. And I want to encourage people that have never had X3 and never experienced true iodine in your body. It takes about 15 days to kick in. But take a few drops a day and see what it does for you. Also, Turbo Force. It's already sold like 80% of it out. It's still discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. 10 hours of clean energy. We have super high quality nitric boost to clean out your blood. Everybody should be on that. We have super high quality full spectrum CBD for your neurological systems and more. It's discounted. InfoWarsStore.com. And of course, we have Ultimate Krill Oil. That sale's got to end in the next few days, but it's close to selling out as well. It's the highest grade of krill oil. But the key is getting your X3 while you still can for 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And I thank you humbly for taking action and keeping us on air. But you need this product.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
InfoWars is known for being tomorrow's news today. InfoWars is known for having 98% accuracy.